Comedians tend to make us laugh, hopefully, and sometimes feel a bit uncomfortable, but should some topics be totally off limits? A Brisbane mother of a boy with high-functioning autism has been dumped from speaking at a disability expo because of her stand-up comedy routine. Nikki Osborne faced a backlash even before her debut performance of On the Spectrum, which makes light of being the parent of an autistic child. Now, she's been dropped from speaking at a disability expo in Brisbane next month, and she sees it as an attack on free speech. George Roberts reports.
In one skit, Nikki Osborne relives the diagnosis of her son and the various acronyms used to label him.
Autism, like Asperger's?
No, that's not a thing anymore.
He has HFA.
But with a presentation of DVD.
I need to watch a DVD.
The NDIS will help.
I love that show, but I'm not sure how a crime drama is going
to
help.
Speaking to ABC Radio, she says the labels are always changing.
And you walk out and you go, right, my kid's the alphabet. And even then themselves are going, oh gosh, it changes every year. And they're struggling to keep up.
Ms. Osborne says her comedy routine is about how parents handle children who can be both brilliant and challenged at the same time.
These kids are achieving all these other things that are really quite phenomenal, but because it's not normal, we're all having big conniptions and panic attacks.
Her stand-up routine about autism debuted at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
On the Spectrum with Nikki Osborne.
But she said it was slammed based on advertising posters alone.
It was somewhat amusing that people are, you know, petitioning to have a show that they know nothing about removed from the festival purely based on the poster.
Later, she was invited to speak at the Source Kids Disability Expo in Brisbane in July, but says people started defaming her and the organisers.
As a result, I was, unceremoniously dumped by email, just going, oh, we've copped a lot of flack. See ya. And I was like, oh, all right, there goes freedom of speech.
The CEO of Source Kids, Emma Price, refused to be interviewed, but in a statement says,
the response from our audience in announcing Nikki as a speaker made it clear that her presence would prevent some members of this community from attending. Unfortunately, Source Kids has borne the brunt of a debate that has now become about the content of Nikki's show, which is an entirely separate matter from our expo.
Nicole Rogerson is the CEO of Autism Awareness Australia. She gets why Nikki Osborne might joke about it.
As an autism mum, there are times over the years that have been very humorous, and good luck to you if you can laugh with it. I've always tried to.
But she sees the other side too.
Look, for some people, they can make light of it. For other parents, it's something that affects them emotionally and it's very difficult for them. For some people on the autism spectrum, they don't really appreciate people making jokes about them. So in actual fact, in this case, I can see all of the sides, and it's just unfortunate because it could have been a great awareness moment. But hey, I guess we're talking about it this morning, aren't we?
Nikki Osborne jokes the ordeal's given her fresh material.
The next one's already half written itself. PC gone mad, I think that's what it'll be called.
Actress and comedian Nikki Osborne there with George Roberts, our reporter.